from SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The destruction is widespread, and at least one death is blamed on powerful storms that have devastated communities near Tulsa.
One tornado ripped through the town of Barnsdall, Oklahoma, just north of Tulsa Monday night. Roger Edwards, lead forecaster of the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, says from Monday to early Tuesday, they received 15 reports of tornadoes throughout the Midwest.
Eastern Oklahoma, southern Oklahoma, and I'd say central and eastern Missouri still have a threat for severe wind, tornadoes, and hail.
The storms began Monday with gusty winds and rain, but at night, tornadoes began hitting northern Oklahoma. Two areas hit, Sulphur and Holdenville, are still recovering from a deadly tornado late last month. In Kansas, some areas received hail the size of an apple. I'm Donna Warder.
Israel is going after Hamas in Rafah after rejecting a ceasefire plan accepted by the terror group. Israel says the proposal fell far short of meeting its core demands. President Biden set to deliver a Holocaust remembrance speech at the U.S. Capitol.
Today's ceremony comes as the Hamas attack on Israel and controversy over the war in Gaza have sparked new waves of violence and hateful rhetoric toward Jews and disruptive demonstrations on college campuses across the country. The White House says the president will issue a forceful condemnation of anti-Semitism as he continues to balance support for Israel with his efforts to constrain the war in Gaza.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Prosecutors have called Stormy Daniels to the stand at former President Trump's New York criminal trial. Daniels, the woman at the center of a non-disclosure agreement with Mr. Trump. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is up 103 points, while the Nasdaq is down 12, the S&P 7 points higher. This is SRN News. A look at Asian Americans and giving.
According to the Pew Research Center, Asians are the wealthiest racial group per capita, exceeding even white Americans in their median income. A lot of Asian Americans are also Christians, and the latest Pew survey indicates that 70% of them say they give their money and or time to churches, ministries, or other charitable institutions. Most of that giving remains here in the U.S., but some Asians also tithe to churches in their country of origin. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates have turned in more than twice the needed number of signatures to put a proposal to enshrine abortion in the Missouri Constitution on the November ballot. Republican Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft's office must now verify the signatures. The amendment would make abortion legal until viability about 6 months into pregnancy. Missouri outlawed almost all abortions, no exceptions in the case of rape or incest, immediately after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. This is SRN News. Looks like Boeing has some catching up to do in the competition with its European rival. Airbus holds a sales lead over Boeing.
That's even before Boeing encountered more fallout from manufacturing troubles and ongoing safety concerns. Airbus has outpaced Boeing for 5 straight years in plane orders and deliveries. And now Boeing is facing a government-mandated production cap on its best-selling plane. Yet aviation analysts say the European company is unlikely to extend its advantage much further, despite having customers clamoring for more commercial aircraft. That's because Airbus already is making planes as fast as it can and is sold out for the rest of the decade. John Scott reports.
Vladimir Putin beginning his sixth term as Russia's president after destroying his political opposition, launching a devastating war in Ukraine, and consolidating power. Already in office for almost 25 years, Putin is the longest-serving Kremlin leader since Stalin. More details at srnnews.com.